This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Soon, the U.S. Senate will have to decide whether to convict former President Donald Trump for incitement of insurrection. Trump's impeachment trial begins in earnest Tuesday, the first for a president no longer in office. The trial will open with 4 hours of debate on whether the trial is constitutional now that Trump is no longer in office. After that, prosecutors and Trump's defense team will have up to 16 hours each to make their arguments. While Trump's acquittal is expected, Democrats hope to gain at least some Republican votes to convict the former president. They say the trial is necessary to hold Trump accountable. In a statement issued during a media briefing, U.S. State Department spokesman Ned Price stated the United States stands with the people of Myanmar and supports their right to assemble peacefully amid mass demonstrations against a military coup in the country on February 1st. This comes as Myanmar police on Monday warned protesters to disperse or face force, including live ammunition, shortly after state television signaled impending action to stifle the mass demonstrations against the military coup. Price told reporters also at the State Department the United States is concerned about an order by Myanmar's military rulers restricting public gatherings and was moving quickly to form its response to the military takeover. Also during that briefing, Price said the United States will keep up pressure on the leadership of Yemeni Houthis after Secretary of State Antony Blinken told Congress he intends to revoke the terrorist organization's designation of the movement. Price also said that reforms that would address the UN Human Rights Council's disproportionate focus on Israel are among changes the United States wants to see. The United States said earlier Monday would return as an observer to the UN Human Rights Council. This is VOA News. Evidence is mounting that having COVID-19 may not protect a person against getting infected again, with some of the new variants emerging around the world. New research also suggests that people can get second infections with earlier versions of the coronavirus if they mounted a weak defense the first time. How long immunity lasts from natural infection is a big question. Scientists still think reinfections are fairly rare and usually less serious than initial ones, but recent cases in Brazil and South Africa have caused concern. Health officials say the solution is to get vaccinated as soon as possible and take steps to avoid infection. U.S. federal officials are urging states not to relax virus-related restrictions that could lead to a wider spread. AP Washington's Sagar Magani, reporter.
COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations are falling nationwide, and as they warn virus variants could threaten the gains, officials worry about governors loosening restrictions on dining out and other activities.
And I would just simply discourage any of those activities. We really need to keep all of the mitigation measures at play here.
CDC Chief Rochelle Walensky, days after Iowa's Republican governor lifted mask and social distancing mandates, despite the state having a relatively high positivity rate and falling to last place in the nation in delivering the vaccine's first dose. The governor's spokesman says the moves are due to a drop in Iowa's virus activity. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg is quarantined after a member of his security detail tested positive for the coronavirus, AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
The Transportation Department says Secretary Pete Buttigieg is in quarantine for the next 2 weeks after being in close contact with a security agent, including Monday before the agent tested positive. The former South Bend, Indiana mayor and Democratic Party presidential candidate has since tested negative and says he feels fine. The department notes that he received the first dose of the vaccine in recent weeks and will get a follow-up shot when the quarantine is completed. A second person also in recent contact with the agent and Buttigieg is in quarantine as well. Tim McGuire, Washington.
Germany, Poland, and Sweden have each declared a Russian diplomat in their country persona non grata. They were retaliating in kind to last week's decision by Moscow to expel diplomats from the three European Union countries. Russian officials opposition leader Alexei Navalny. Germany's foreign ministry said Russia's decision to expel the diplomats, including a German embassy in Moscow, was not justified in any way. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.